the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. And looking ahead to the Week 10 slate of NFL games, and we could have two massive names returning to their respective lineups. We'll see about Aaron Rodgers. He was on Pat McAfee yesterday and said there was a small possibility that he could still be held out, still in COVID protocol for the matchup against the Seattle Seahawks. But we know that, yeah, Seattle, yeah, Ciara, yeah, baby, we're about to do it. Russell Wilson will be back in uniform for the Seattle Seahawks. So DraftKings has got him. We enter Asante weekly special here, Lundy, and I want to get your take on this. Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson to combine for over 4.5 passing touchdowns. So if they get 5 or more in total, it's plus 150. Is it a long shot, or do you think it's something that is entirely in play if both guys, of course, are on the field?
If they're both on the field, I think it's doable. I think it's a nice little profit boost. I'm not convinced that Aaron is for sure going to be back. I don't know. Does the NFL just quietly go, we need you to sit out one more week because we fined you the equivalent of what we fine dudes when they like have stuff on their shoes?
Right.
The slap in the wrist that they gave to Aaron Rodgers is laughable to me. But that's what the NFL does. So I'm not really overly surprised. But if they both play, and given the propensity for these two defenses to allow the scores through the air, yes, I think that's not a bad bet to make.
Yeah, Seattle has got up just 3 multi-TD QBs. They've shown improvement in that secondary here last few weeks. Green Bay, 4 multi-TD games. But you know both these guys are highly motivated. So at plus 150, yeah, I probably get seduced by the juice if both are in action. And I'm willing to, you know, increase my odds with a stronger payout there at the DraftKings Sportsbook. With that, let's get to it on this Hockey Hump Day edition of the pod with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, it's a Wednesday ritual here on Fade the Noise. Let's drop the puck and make some bucks. What you got on the ice in the NHL, my man?
Let's talk about a couple of Eastern Conference teams. The Toronto Maple Leafs will be falling from the tree and headed into Philadelphia for a matchup tonight with the Flyers. Early contest, by the way, so make sure that you get your bets in. Plenty of time, but just I know some of you listen to us, you know, late day, whatever. But this is a 7 o'clock Eastern time puck drop, so make sure you jump on this one. We're going to focus on the total, which right now is set at 6. You could buy yourself the half if you want to and juice this from a minus 110 up to a minus 135 and take 6.5. But I'm going to take the under on this one. Look, you got two really hot goaltenders right now between both Toronto and Philadelphia. And in fact, I'll focus in on the Maple Leafs goaltender Jack Campbell, who so far this month has a 1.75 goals against average, which is really solid. He has a 3.35 on the road this season. However, that is skewed by one really poor game that he had against the Pittsburgh Penguins, and I just don't see that happening again. In addition to that, Toronto has actually been under on the road in 3 out of 4 this season, and 6 out of their last 7 if you go back to the end of last year. So all of this points to a low-scoring, defensive, check-them-into-the-boards kind of game between these two teams. So we're going to take the under, and like I said, if you don't like the idea of winding up with the push, you could buy yourself the half a goal, but I'm going with the under 6 at minus 110.
All right. Living in the land down under with the NHL tonight on the ice.
Number 4.
All right, Lundy, let's go to the National Basketball Association to work at a player prop. Hit on Grayson Allen yesterday. Posted that little winner chicken dinner on social media. He crushed the over, by the way, on points, and that is a trend I would highly recommend people to continue to follow with the former Duke Blue Devil. And it was a good night for the Blue Devils overall, too, getting the W inside the Gadden against Kentucky. But we're going to live in the land down under, all right, with this individual because clearly he's a fan of Hugh Jackman and Vegemite sandwiches and probably a minute work as well. And that is Josh Giddey, the product of Australia. Give me the over 5.5 assists against the Pels. It is minus 132, juiced up a little bit on this over at FanDuel. However, if you want to opt in on a profit boost
at DraftKings, they're giving one away at 50%. That's what I got anyway. And I applied it to this to reduce it and get it to plus odds. But anyway, I think Giddey is going to be dropping dimes all over the floor tonight. He has been over 5.5 assists in a contest in 5 of his last 7 games. He's averaging 29.2 ticks per game overall. And you look at the Pels, Lundy, second to last in the NBA in adjusted defensive efficiency, giving up 1.105 points per possession. And they've allowed the 5th most opponent total assist per game at 25.6. So when you have a friendly defense, chances are for a guy that's a facilitator, you know, he gets a nice little bounce pass, a skip pass, you know, wide open lanes to get easy buckets and start piling up those assists in the end. So fade or follow, Josh Giddey, Giddey up on the over 5.5 assists minus 132 at FanDuel. What do you say?
I will roll with you on this one because I am a big believer in if you go find a team that isn't very good, but you can find some players on there that are going to stack the stat columns. And I think that's kind of a nice trick you can do, especially here early in the NBA season when we've seen how poorly the Oklahoma City Thunder have played. So, yeah, go find somebody that you can have some fun with the player props. Maybe you stay away from the lines. You don't like the totals. You don't like the money lines. You don't like any of that when you've got certain teams that you just don't feel good about. But you can go find some real good gems within the player props. So this is a new one for me that I'm going to be tailing you on. I haven't been paying attention to Giddey so far this season. Let's see if he can Giddey up.
Oh, amen on that. Add a little shrimp to the Bobby. Bet on the over with Giddey.
Number 3.
All right, college basketball started off with a bang last night. And, of course, my entire slate of games that I picked, I was kissing my sister. It was 3-3, Lundy. So I lost a little bit on the juice, 0.20 units.
That's
down.
That's because you tried to defy my Jayhawk-loving wife.
I did.
And you went against KU, who kind of stuck it to Michigan State last
night. Yeah, they look good, man. I thought they'd be a little bit discombobulated. And without Jalen Wilson, I thought it'd be slow out of the gate for Kansas. No, but they defied me. They proved me wrong. Some try to wipe the egg yolk out of the old retina as a result. But let's focus in on, I think, a very fascinating game tonight. Buffalo traveling to Ann Arbor to take on the Michigan Wolverines. And I don't know if you noticed this last night, but the Mac Daddies were getting it done on the hardwood. Akron nearly knocked off Ohio State. Buckeyes had to hit a last-second interior shot to secure the victory there. Eastern Michigan pushed Indiana to the limit in the Assembly Hall there in Bloomington, Indiana. And Northern Illinois rocked Washington, and Mike Hopkins might get bought out soon from his contract. The Huskies already hurting. So Buffalo, believe it or not, is expected to be the creme de la creme of this conference this season. They are widely regarded as the team to beat, and the Bulls have a spectacular 1-2 punch of Jonathan Williams and Josh Mbala. Mbala last season averaged a double-double. Williams, meanwhile, averaged 17.6 points per game and 6.5 boards per contest. Those forwards who are really Swiss Army knives can get it done on both ends of the floor. You know that Buffalo loves to run and Jim Whitesell's system. Number 16 adjusted tempo last season. They get after it on the offensive glass, which they're going to have to do with Hunter Dickinson. They're manning the post. So if they pound the paint, which most certainly they will, extend to the arc against Michigan, in which they were exceptional in three-point percentage defense last year, and continue to fly and execute in transition, I don't see how the Wolverines are covering the 15.5. So give me the Bulls plus the points minus 110 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
You know, you play these early season games, like you just said, sometimes you don't know what exactly to expect. Michigan, let's see, last year, went and looked at last year, they played Oakland in an early season game and had to actually go to overtime.
Yeah.
Before they finally got that win. You brought up Mbala, who is defending MAC Defensive Player of the Year. So you're talking about a guy that can slow things down for Michigan. So I think the Wolverines get the win here, but I agree with you. I think this is too many points. I think Buffalo can keep this close. Let's take the points.
Run, Bulls, run! Stay tuned for our top picks in the NFL. Looking ahead, a little college football, and of course, bonus time!
number two.
Oh, Lundy, let's get back to that. Making it back. Action. And focus now on the gridiron. Because we do have some action tonight as Ball State taking on Northern Illinois. And I'm actually going to go with NIU in this one on the money line. NIU catching 2.5. The money line at +115. Lock this in at Caesars Sportsbook. This should be a nip and tuck game. If you like college football, if you like MAC football overall, this is one that is must-view material. Ball State is averaging 5.11 yards per play and 28.6 points per game in MACtion overall. That's down from their non-conference outputs in those categories, but still a formidable offense, to say the least. Now, NIU has been a wee bit forgiving through the air. They've given up 300-plus yards per game vertically on the season and 31.2 points per game overall in conference action. But the key in this game is going to be Rocky Lombardi, quarterback for the Huskies, and I think he's going to mush here. Now, you can't run on Ball State. They're giving up just 3.7 yards per carry to the running back position, but they are overall giving up 5.8 yards per play. Not only that, but Ball State, it's been a house of horrors on the road in DeKalb here. This century, the Cardinals have won just 3 times at Northern Illinois. So pulled all together, the MAC West on the line, maybe that regular season title. NIU at home, they're catching points. I love it. Give me Rocky Lombardi, just sheerly on the last name alone, to secure the win straight up at +115. Lundy, fade or follow?
Ooh, some plus odds for me on the MACtion. I'll take it. I'll take a home dog at plus odds. Why not? In part because, look, I know you said the fact that Ball State doesn't give up a lot of yards on the ground, but that doesn't mean that if the Huskies get lucky or a touchdown happens, one of those fluky turnover-type plays that gives them a short field to be able to score, it doesn't mean if they can't give themselves a decent little cushion that they can't just milk the clock as a home team
yep.
down the stretch. So I get it that they're not giving up a lot of yards on the ground, but I still think that if the Huskies get lucky and they can get themselves a little bit of a cushion as we go late third, early fourth quarter, I could see them trying to draw out the clock as much as possible on a drive or two and then take the victory. So, yeah, in MACtion, where a lot of times things are a little bit unpredictable,
if you want to give me
plus odds on a home team, I'm going to take it.
Again, mush! Huskies, mush!
Number one.
All right, let's look ahead to the Thursday night football affair in the NFL between the Baltimore Ravens and the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, we always focus on an anytime touchdown prop. If you want to get in on it early before the odds adjust, this is a longer shot one that I think could cash in the end. And that is Mike Gesicki to splash 6. +230, Lundy, for him to do this. Pull this one from FanDuel Sportsbook. You shop around the number much lower at some of the other books, so great value there at FanDuel. Now, on the season, Gesicki is tight end 6 in the NFL and total red zone targets with a dozen. Now, he's only scored 2 touchdowns on the year, but you look at the Ravens, one of their biggest areas of vulnerability is defending the middle of the field and the tight end position as a whole, giving up 6.5 receptions per game, 74.4 yards per game, and 6 touchdowns, 2 TEs. So you pull that all together, I think Gesicki could cannonball splash here again for a 6-point tally in the box score. So at +230 at FanDuel, seems like an extraordinary value that is worth a ticket at lower stakes, granted, for yours truly. So fade or follow Gesicki to cross the chalk, +230 again at FanDuel Sportsbook.
Taking all my thunder away from me, jerk. This was one of the ones I was looking forward to talking about on our Thursday edition of the pod.
Oh, we'll refresh it. We'll recap it. We'll throw it back out there.
Look, not everybody, we know not everybody listens every day. So tomorrow I could bring it up as though nothing's ever happened.
Bingo.
Be like, you know, Brad, you know what I really like? No, I really like this one in part because of how vulnerable the Ravens have been. I mean, you gave out the stats in terms of what they're doing, but the average that they're giving up per completion to the tight end position is 11.4 yards. They're allowing tight ends to beat them. And not only that, but getting it into the end zone. So the fact that he's got a dozen red zone targets on the year, yes, I know he's only got 2 touchdowns, but he has quietly been a really good tight end this season, especially for fantasy purposes. Those of you that have been dealing with injuries and buys, he has been a guy that if you drafted him or you paid a little bit of money in the auction draft, you've got to be pretty pleased with what you've had production-wise out of him. And I think this Thursday nighter, for anybody that's got him, I think he's got at least a touchdown in him. I think he winds up with 4 to 5 catches in this one. It'll be a nice start to the fantasy weekend and certainly a good ticket to cash. I think he splashes 6.
Yeah, let's hopefully score a big one there and boost the bankroll on Thursday night. And then, as Lundy said, we will have the full breakdown of the game tomorrow. And I'm just going to give you a forewarning. I expect a lot of Lamar Jackson overs.
in the game
on Thursday. With that, let's get to it and fire off some more tickets. We're barely getting warmed up here. It's Baroness time. What else you got, Lundy?
I'll give you 2 more here. 1 NBA, 1 NHL, since after all it is a hockey hump day. And in the NHL, Minnesota traveling down to the desert to take on the Arizona Coyotes. Minnesota, the Wild are a heavy favorite in this one. On the money line, it's a -215. But look, Arizona didn't even get their first win on the year until this past Saturday, when it took a very late goal for them to actually beat the Seattle Kraken. So Arizona has not been good to start off the year. Minnesota is actually 5-1 in their last 6 games that they have played in Arizona. So let's take care of that juice. Let's take Minnesota on the 3-way line, meaning that they win it in regulation. The game does not go to overtime. And that'll bring the juice down to a -135 on the Wild. Then in the NBA, if you're going to give me plus odds on Toronto to take on Boston, I'm going to get seduced by that juice. The Raptors already beat Boston by 32, I think, earlier this season at the Garden. Boston has actually won, has no home wins. They have not won a game at the Garden yet this season. And Toronto is one of 2 teams that has not lost on the road. They are 4-0. So Toronto's straight money line is +110. So I'll take the Raptors.
You know, I'm going to pick on that game. My lone bonus time play is tonight, and it's on the side of the Raptors. Scotty Barnes, rookie out of Florida State, lottery pick, has put some crooked numbers in the box score. Man, do I love the over on this. 6.5 rebounds, -120 at DraftKings. It's juiced up as high as -130 at some of the other books on the same number. You look at what he did against the Celtics back in late October, 13 rebounds in that bludgeoning of Boston. He's been over 6.5 boards in 8 of 9 games this season. Boston second to last in the NBA in opponent rebounds allowed at 58.9. So pulled all together, and I think Barnes going to make it some buckaroos again if you tail him on that over 6.5 rebounds.
Absolutely. Let me throw one more out there real quick. Just folks, keep an eye on this. Nikola Jokic is obviously suspended for the game tonight for the Nuggets as they will take on the Pacers. So we have not seen any player props populate across the books yet. Just because I think they're adjusting things with the idea that there's no Michael Porter Jr. and there is no Nikola Jokic. But keep an eye on the player props, in particular on Domantas Sabonis, who should be able to absolutely clean the glass tonight because you lose Jokic and basically the Nuggets are missing all of that size on the inside. They are going to have to play small. They're going to have to lean really heavily on Aaron Gordon, and that should open things up in the middle for a guy like Sabonis. So if you see some player props come out, you may want to check his rebounding prop, which I'm sure will get juiced up or bumped up a little bit, but keep an eye on it because without Jokic, the Nuggets are in trouble in the paint.
Can the Denver Nuggets just sign the Jokic brothers for a game and they could bracket Sabonis the entire night? Maybe exchange some fisticuffs in the process. They seem to be itching the other night, Lundy. They were itching.
They're going to wind up in a cage with Logan Paul before too long.
That might actually be a pay-per-view fight that I would watch. And I've been debating whether or not I want to invest the $100 to watch Darren Williams fight Frank Gore. Why not? Go Illini on that note. With that, that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on social media at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review. It helps out our show tremendously. Would you kindly? And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the Noise.